Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our message today comes from our gospel reading, and starting in verse 33. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness, his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. This is God's word. Out of his side poured blood and water. That's what John recorded, and there are countless books and videos that explore every angle of just those few verses. Do you want to understand the science behind that event? There are articles in medical journals, there are books and even movies that explain that. If you're interested in the historicity, the historic part of the event, there's mountains of publications, and they will keep you busy for years. If you'd rather focus on the theological interpretation of the blood and the water flowing from the side of Christ, there's no lack of resources available there either. Anything you want to know from any angle has been published or produced in one form or another. But all of that knowledge on the subject, all of those countless hours that you could spend researching and exploring and discovering really don't mean anything if you have a wounded heart yourself. If you're feeling helpless, if you're feeling hopeless, if your heart is aching, if it's broken, you don't really care about the science. You don't really care about the history. You don't care why the Roman soldiers pierced him. You may want to understand the theological reason. You want to understand what God is trying to say about it. But right now, you have a hurt. And that hurt is so painful. It's so deep. That really what you want to understand tonight is how this passage relates to you. You want to understand how the blood and water that Jesus offers you is medicine that provides healing for you. And so tonight, I would like to try to describe that for you. And I'd like to do it through just two simple, fictitious stories. And the first one really focuses in on the helplessness that we may be feeling or have felt in the past. And it goes like this. She will never forget the day that her church temporarily closed its doors. She heard the news through her friends because she does not have any social media accounts, and she rarely accesses the internet. See, the nation was grappling with the effects of a pandemic and unsure exactly what to do. But one recommendation that seemed to stand out above the rest, was louder than the rest, was very clear. Isolate. Isolate from one another. And her church deliberated. Her church consulted with experts. And they decided on the 14th of March to suspend in-person worship. They decided for that to happen for only a couple of weeks. And it was that temporariness, that impermanence of the decision that was the only piece of positive news for this lady. 2 weeks. She could handle that. She loved her church, but she understood their reasons. She just looked forward to coming back. In fact, she told herself, this would make Easter even that much more special. 2 weeks turned into 4 weeks, which turned into 2 months. Finally, news broke that the church would reopen in June, but with new processes in place to protect its members. She wished that she could attend when the doors opened, but she couldn't. She was just too high a risk, and so she decided to stay home. And spring passed, and summer passed, and winter passed. And here it is, a year and 3 days later. And although the news is getting just that bit brighter by the day, she has no idea when she will be able to come back. She's still at home, and she still does not attend service. She's grieving. Her heart is wounded. It's heavy. She feels helpless. She looks around the world and she looks to Jesus for answers. And every day, she spends time in God's Word. And every week, she comes in to receive communion. And those are the activities that bring her to the cross. That's what Jesus uses. And it's there at the cross where his blood pours from his body. And it's the solution to her helplessness. And it's the comfort to her soul. Not just comfort for this pandemic. Not just comfort because she can't join in person on Sundays. But there's comfort there for the forgiveness of her sins. She knows that when we were still helpless, that when we were still full of sin, Christ died for us. Christ died for her. And her, his blood covers her sins. And his blood brings her peace. And that water that flows from his side, the source of her baptism, reminds her that she was buried with Christ. That she is now dead to sin and has been raised with him. That's her hope. That's the hope of everlasting life. And that hope sustains her. It heals her in this time of need. Christ's blood, Christ's water. The next story really focuses in not on helplessness, but hopelessness. And this man watches television every moment that he is awake. His remote is the first thing he grabs in the morning. It's the last thing he uses at night. And all throughout the day, that remote may get used, but only to move from one news station to the next. He watches them all, every one that he can find. He figures that by mixing all of these messages together, somehow maybe he can find some truth. He has his opinions about the election. He has his opinions about which news channel is more biased or, you know, more opinionated, but none of that really matters. What he sees when he looks out into the world is a world on fire. It is set ablaze, and there is no time for the bickering and little petty conversations and pickiness that he sees on the TV. He thinks that every politician, every citizen, every news reporter, they all seem to be blind to the fact that the world is on fire. And with each passing day, he feels more hopeless. This nation, this world is simply being destroyed, and there seems to be no hope left for its survival. His heart is heavy, and his wounds are deep. He searches the Bible every day, looking for that hope. And it's through God's word that he makes his way to the foot of the cross for something, for anything. Just a small glimmer of hope. That's all he is asking Jesus for. But what he finds is so much bigger. It's so much more. Christ's blood pours out upon the ground and the earth soaks it in. His blood, Christ's blood, brings hope. It brings hope that was lost in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned. His blood was shed to restore creation after that sin. His blood was shed to bring hope to this world, to bring hope to this man. Yes, the world is on fire. But God is in control. God is in control, fully and completely. And the water from Jesus soaks the ground. And it follows that hope with restoration. See, we have hope through Jesus that the fire will be put out, that the earth will be purified, and that creation will be restored. The world, sure, it might be focused on a little tiny flame, but God, He's focused on all of creation. There is hope. You see, all the books, all the videos, all the publications, all of that that talk about the heart of Jesus can only ever provide you an explanation of the event. They can never, never provide you with the experience of that event. They can never bring you peace, bring you hope. They can never repair your broken heart. They can never bring you to the cross. The only thing that can, the only thing that will, is God Himself. And He does it. He does it through the Word. And He does it through the Lord's Supper. He pulls you in close to Him, and He sets you down at the feet of His Son. And it's there that you are washed with the blood and the water of Christ. It's there where you find hope and peace and God's mercy. It's there where you find healing for your wounded heart. Let us pray. The blood and water flowed from Him in streams of pure salvation. The blood brings cleansing from all sin, water, and regeneration. And now the Spirit flows, brings God wherever He goes. All He could do, the foe, was just release the flow. And God just keeps on flowing.